Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And I'm doing it with garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Into your lives. This is the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Kara Schillen is earning her stripes as the executive producer in charge of the technical aspects of this program. And I will tell you, it's a techie's paradise, right? Isn't that right, Kara? A techie's
I don't know
paradise.
If paradise is the word I would use, but...
Paradise? Paradise. All right, so Jennifer, it looks like a lot of people who are concerned or worried or upset or however you want to describe their feelings toward Bernie are breathing a sigh of relief, it would seem. Yes?
Yeah, well, there was speculation. You know, was this going to be it for Bernie? Bernie had on... this past Tuesday, he was in Las Vegas, actually, for the Harvest Festival shooting victims. There was some memorials going on, and then he was doing some fundraising in Las Vegas. And I guess during one of the campaign events, he was walking around on stage, and he said, "Can someone get me a chair? It's been a long day." And ultimately, he ended up in the hospital in Las Vegas. Well, the good news is he had a stent, actually two, I think, inserted into his arteries. But his campaign, even though they suspended their operations until further notice, his wife, Jane, released a statement saying there's no need for further procedures. She said that he's up and about, spent most of the day talking with the staff about policies, cracking jokes with the nurses and the doctors, and spoke with his family on the phone. She said that his doctors are pleased with progress and there's been no need for anything else to happen. And that soon enough he'll be back on the campaign trail again, that they are going to give him some time to rest when he gets back home to Vermont, but that he is going to be in the October debate, which happens next week. So it's good news, I guess, if you're a Bernie Sanders fan, and if you're just worried about Bernie, he's going to be back, and Adam, probably feeling better than ever at the DNC debate, which will happen next week on October the 15th. How about that?
All right. Rick Perry has been a part of the Trump administration, Secretary of Energy, for a while. He says he's going to cooperate with lawmakers over the whistleblower complaint. I guess I'm confused. Well, how is he involved in that? He's going
to
quit.
He had done a trip to Ukraine for on behalf of the administration, so I think they're going to probably want to dig around and see what he was doing when he was there.
Is there anything to it, do you think?
Not with Rick Perry. No, I don't think there's anything to really any of it, but I think Rick Perry just took a trip. He's just saying that he would cooperate, you know.
Take a trip. Yeah. But why, what does he have to cooperate about? Just because he was there. I mean, I was in the Ukraine 15 years ago. You want to interview me, too?
Hey, they might, but I think what the question is he going to cooperate with the subpoenas if he is subpoenaed for information? And so he just came out ahead of it and said that he would.
Yeah. The United States is moving forward with plans to impose a lot of tariffs on European Union goods. I don't see how this is a smart move on the part of the... What are we getting out of this? Why are we... It's supposed to be in response to...
There was someone from Italy, I guess, like, tried to give Trump cheese or something to protest the tariffs on...
No, I didn't see that. Really?
I mean, the EU doesn't... They don't... Their exports are delicious things like wine and cheese, and they don't want to have a tariff put on that. And, well, I don't know why Americans would want a tariff on that, so... But I think this all stems from the Boeing versus Airbus.
Yeah, it does. What has happened, and there's a legitimacy to the complaint, no question about it, that the four countries that have supported Airbus, that put Airbus on them, that put them in business, they wanted to compete with Boeing. So England, France, Spain, and Italy formed a coalition which became Airbus. And the first thing they built was the Concorde. actually, back in the late 60s, the supersonic craft. And then quickly after that, they began selling airplanes. The first one was the A-300, which was a 300-seat. It was a real piece of crap. Man, what a horrible plane. Have you ever rode in one of them? They were awful. But now they've cleaned up their act a little bit to the point where they're actually making, and this for me to say this is some, going some, making a pretty decent airplane. But the Boeing thing now, with the all the controversy over the 737 MAX, Airbus tried to ameliorate this by building a plant in America. They're building planes, they're single-aisle planes here in America. And so they tried to, that was one of the ways that they were trying to calm the Americans down. Okay, we'll come over there, we'll build planes here, and you'll be able to get all kinds of benefits from that. Well, Boeing didn't like that, for sure, but it seemed to, at least at the time, calm down some of the concerns. Now, the administration says it's going to impose a 25% tariff on agricultural exports, 10% on European aircraft. So what that does, the 10% tariff on an aircraft that costs those single aisle planes are about $40 million. So you add $4 million. The good thing for Boeing, in a manner of speaking, is that Airbuses are always cheaper, and that was the bone of contention. The reason they were cheaper is because these countries were supporting. They made it easy for Airbus to sell planes cheaper because they didn't have to make a profit. So that's the real contention. But Airbus isn't as well built, no question about that. And now the European Union has filed a counter complaint arguing U.S. gave Boeing billions in subsidies by buying all of the planes that they have for the Air Force and the Navy. They build most of the planes that are used in the Defense Department. Anyway, this is kind of a can of worms. They haven't settled the dispute, but I'm not sure this is the way. I don't know that any of these. Did they get people? I mean, certainly you've gotten the Chinese to sit up straight. But now we've kind of weakened our points of view. I think we gave up a little too soon on some of that stuff. Now, wasn't it earlier this week, Victoria, you were talking about tariffs on beef and stuff? Mm-hmm. And what we have done in that regard, because we put tariffs on it, but then the stuff comes into this country, it's so much cheaper bringing it into this country.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the cattle ranchers were protesting
in Omaha, in Nebraska. Right. They said that foreign beef is labeled exactly the same way as U.S. beef is, and that's a real problem for U.S. cattle ranchers. And it's, you know, the whole tariff thing. I understand in theory that yes, something needs to be done with China. I think everyone can kind of agree on that, but I don't know. I think a lot of the tariff stuff is about to hit the U.S. consumer. We really haven't had it yet. If you work in certain industries like semiconductors, that starting at the beginning of this year, people in that field saw, you know, took a hit. Apple and iPhone, they've been talking about the parts that they need to make, and MacBook Pro and all the other things that they're making.
China.
But really, it hasn't really affected the bottom line for consumers yet, but a lot of this stuff is about to. So yeah. I think a lot of people, I was reading a report yesterday, Wall Street speculators say probably by the end of October, even into November, we're going to start, if everything stays on track, we're going to start seeing an increase
in
prices.
And you'll see that
its
impact on the economy, Wall Street.
Yeah.
In general,
not good for holiday season. You know, you really want for Black Friday and for all of the traditional retail boon that everyone usually gets. You really don't want to go into the holiday season with all the tariffs and everything starting to roll out and affect people. But you know,
Jennifer,
it may just end up that way.
With regard to the meat discussion, apparently in your state there's a bill. Well, here we go again. To provide.
Don't get too far into this story.
Why?
I wasn't going to tell you, but Jen's internet might have just gone out, so maybe go to a different story.
All right, well, then we'll reconnect, and the best way to fix a problem like that, Kara, is to tell you it's 15 past the hour. Listen to this.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, I guess we can forget about Jennifer. And we'll save the big meat story for when Jennifer is back, because California, most of the California things, like that high school team that completed completely canceled their season after some allegations. I'm going to save that for Jennifer. Did you hear that story?
No.
Ladies, huh? There were claims a player was sexually assaulted by teammates in a hazing thing.
Oh, jeez.
That's the hazing. I don't know how this goes on. You know, this is the season for hazing on college campuses because this is the initiation time for getting into fraternities and sororities. And how this stuff still goes on, bad news. The National Transportation Safety Board, speaking of bad news, calling for new safety standards for limos because of that crash in upstate New York. I think this is closing the barn door. The horses are already out, boys and girls. But this is typical of the government. So now we've had a problem. Let's see if we can fix the problem where they want to fix the problem for... This is a problem, not of seatbelts and cars and stuff. Doesn't fix the problem of bad drivers, bad hires, and not having standards. It isn't about the car. It's about the driver.
Well, isn't it weird, though, that you can have this huge vehicle on a road that no one has to be strapped into?
I always get a little freaked out whenever I see them or
design.
I'm in one of them.
They're supposed to have parties. Most of these things are aimed at having parties in the car.
I know, but isn't it weird that that exists in the first place, that you can have these like party vehicles, party buses, school buses, all of these things on the road where you don't know anything about other drivers? And
I don't support the seatbelts in buses because the kids use it as weapons, and they've tried it in some cities.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
RocketMortgage.com. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun goes. Every day you know where we ride, to the back streets in a blue Corvette. And baby, you know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we
want. Music time! 23 and change at the hour here in the DJV program. So the ladies and I are happy to expose you to different musical tastes and stories about people like this one. CMT Crossroads celebrating the 70th episode by linking up Halsey, big-time pop singer, and Kelsey Ballerini. They're performing together for the first time. This is an open-to-the-public taping of the show taking place in Nashville next Friday. Kelsey is very popular. I know her name. I didn't get Halsey. I had to have Kara tell me who she was. Halsey said, I feel so fortunate to have a friend like Kelsey. The first stage Kelsey and I ever shared together was a 3-foot karaoke dance floor. That probably would be, that'd be cute. We have been together in my living room singing, in her kitchen, in the backseat of cars, and this time we get to be on stage, our real stage, and do the thing we love the most in front of a city that's so dear to both of us. For her part, Kelsey said, quote, from hearing Colors for the first time, oh, now I know who she is. Have you got that song there?
I don't think you know that song.
Oh, it's not the same Colors I'm thinking of. Must be.
What song you're thinking of?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't either.
Colors. Oh, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of True Colors. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh. It's not Cyndi Lauper.
No, I got it. Okay. Yeah, the relevance of it all. Anyway, Kelsey says, I've always been a super fan of Halsey. Can't think of anybody I'd rather share the CMT Crossroads stage with. Concert is general admission for all ages. Details on how fans can get tickets is going to be revealed, I guess, leading up to the event, which we just said was next week, so it's got to be pretty soon then, Victoria.
I think they're going to keep it to the last minute because this is going to be a big demand. Yeah, that's
only locals will be able to show up, though, then, if that's the case.
Or if you're in town, you're a tourist. Nashville's got a ton of tourists, so, yeah, you never know.
Yes, speaking from experience, Victoria went down there.
Yes, I was a recent tourist.
The girls. Yes, you were. For those who cannot go to the event, the episode is going to premiere on CMT next year. All right, so there it is. Halsey and Kelsey Ballerini together. Next up, musically here in our Focus on the DJB program is Leanne Rimes, who's going to join Home and Garden Television's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. It's coming back next year, and they said Leanne Rimes will join the show as a special guest. Now, why is that big? I know who Leanne Rimes is. Why does she bring their other celebrity guest? Anthony Anderson's going to be on from Black-ish. Leah Ali, the boxer, is going to be on. Chef Tyler Florence and Ty Pennington, who apparently was on this show earlier on.
He was the original contractor guy, yeah.
Yes,
this was right. Such a massive show. I don't know a single family, yeah, who didn't watch this all together every Sunday night. You just cry every time for good reasons. They do houses for very deserving families. So it's a wonderful show. I'm really happy it's coming back. It's going to be a huge hit too.
And who funds this? Is this funded by advertisers? And how do they find the people that they're helping?
I don't know. People usually sponsor a family that they know, and so there's usually, you know, I mean, the families that they help are incredible. Like families who adopt disabled kids, you know, and need to have rampways or whatever for wheelchairs and things. It's really an incredible show. They just do so much good work. So
Leanne also has launched
good show.
A special edition red wine with One Hope in an effort to support Pedigree Foundation, charity that's helped a lot of people rescue and shelter dogs in need. So that's good. She did it in honor of her late dog, Evie. She put her signature on a bottle as a promise to save dogs.
I think Evie was killed by a coyote right out of their backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm for that. I like that. That's good. She goes up a couple notches in my mind. Leanne Rimes here on the DJB Show, 28 after the hour.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second whistleblower has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog about President Trump. His attorney says his client's firsthand knowledge supports a claim by a previous whistleblower about the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son.
The evidence of wrongdoing by Donald Trump is hiding in plain sight.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries on ABC's This Week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt.
Senate Intelligence Committee that I serve on has been asked to look at this to see if we can't assemble all of the facts. I think that gives us a responsibility to actually try to get the facts before we reach conclusions. Others who haven't been asked to do that might reach their conclusions a little quicker than we are.
The original whistleblower said the president was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're still preventing the major complications.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Here we are, 34 after the hour. Hi. Welcome to the DJB program. Jennifer seems to have escaped the presence of all of us, and she doesn't like to do that because she likes to be with us. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, and you. We're all here together, one big happy family. Victoria is going to update that potential candidate for the Darwin Award who ran into the lion's den, literally, this past week. So what's the latest on that silliness?
Well, the latest is that the woman has been identified. Now, in case you missed this story, this video went viral of a woman at the Bronx Zoo on Saturday around 5:30. She, at first, went into the giraffe pens, somehow got in there. No one really knows how. But she started out in the giraffe pens. All right, so giraffes probably aren't going to, like, attack you. But then she upped the ante and then jumped into the lion's den. And so she is seen in the video dancing really close with, it looks maybe 10, 15 feet at the most away from this lion who's just standing there looking at her. And luckily, the lion appeared to be kind of too stunned to react.
Right.
So she's standing there dancing in front of the lion. And she was heard in the video saying, like, oh, I just want to get closer to it. I want to get closer to it. So now she's been identified. And she is a New York woman. She has been nicknamed the Lion Queen. She's 32-year-old Maya Autry. And police are looking for her. They know who she is, but they have no idea where she lives. And they have, apparently she has multiple Instagram accounts where she has been posting pictures of random things like Michael Jackson posing with a tiger cub, Mike Tyson basically wearing nothing but a pair of white tighty whities and holding a leash attached to a full-sized white tiger. So she's got this weird giant animal obsession, and so I'm sure she's done this at more than just the Bronx Zoo, but police are asking if anyone has any information about her to contact the NYPD, and she is wanted for criminal trespass and just for basically being an idiot.
Well, but that's not a criminal offense.
I know, but it should be.
The problem is that if people think this is funny and take videos and
yeah.
she inspires
other people,
it doesn't just endanger humans. It endangers all the animals in the zoo.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
If she goes in and dances, what's the next person going to do?
If that lion attacked her, the lion would have been shot.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no way around that.
Is all of these, all of these big animals that are considered dangerous to human, even though they're still in their area and they don't have any choice in the matter, if they attack someone, they get put down for it.
Well, they don't have they don't have any choice. You're saying they don't have any choice to be in the pen. They get captured.
And most of them are, you know, raised in captivity, so they're that's their life. They're stuck there, and now they have to get put down because some dumb human can't control themselves.
Right.
As I told Victoria, isn't this supposed to work itself out? If she's gotten into multiple enclosures, you know, nature, do your thing.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, remember when this story first broke, I said, oh, she must be on something. So yesterday I was watching the local news here, and we have all the New York news, and one of the police chiefs said, well, we're pretty sure she was high. It's like, oh, really? You think?
Really? That's a surprise, huh?
Yeah, really?
That is a surprise. Here's another thing out of the page of, the story of Isabel Albright. Lived in San Lorenzo, California. Died last December. She was 102. Born in 1916. Nice long life. A lot of history was made during her life, including the invention of television. After passing away, her family was shocked to get a bill for an early termination fee from DirecTV. This is so typical of DirecTV, in my experience with them anyway. Everything was fine till we went to disconnect, and that's when it all happened, according to her son. He said she was a fantastic lady. She was able to live at home. They told us we're going to charge $160 for early termination. She's gone, the guy says. Nobody's living there. We're selling the house. You're going to tell us we have to keep the service in a house that's not ours? Anyway, she had DirecTV for a long time. And these people say, what sense does it make? You're going to try to give, you know, I bring this up because I wonder how many more times this has been repeated by companies, either this company or other companies. They don't care that you're dead. They just want their money. And they, why would you want, nobody used the service, it's just been there. I mean, are there two sides to the story, or am I on the right side of it? And it just seems to me like greed has no limits. You're going to get $160 out of the family after this woman dies for, you know, for what? I don't. Kind of amazes me. The gall that some of these, maybe you don't think it's that important. It just bothers me, frankly.
No, it's
this kind of stuff.
You know, it's frustrating. You know,
even
in death, you can't get out of a cable contract.
Yeah, right. There it is. Ships are being rigged with cheat devices, speaking of getting out of.
Oh, my
these
God.
Devices bypass the new environmental rules. Companies complying with the law in that they're not releasing pollution into the air. But according to the research from several watchdog groups, they're dumping pollution into the oceans instead of up in the air, instead of burning it. The devices are called open-loop scrubbers. They extract sulfur from the exhaust fumes of the ships that run on heavy fuel oil. Now, that's in compliance with maritime laws and standards. But instead of being stored and safely dumped later, the sulfur is just rerouted and pumped into the water. Lovely.
This bothers me like you would not believe.
Well, it's a lot of crap that's being, these you know, there are cruise liners all over the place. There are thousands of them now. For every ton of fuel that gets burned by these ships, they're putting 45 tons of acidic contaminated wash water into the ocean. And a lot of metals and that, carcinogens, that sort of thing. If there weren't a focus on climate change and what's in the atmosphere, it's just damned irresponsible. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Think about what it does to seafood.
Yeah, I was going to say, and beyond climate change and what it does to actually what we're eating.
Right,
you're eliminating environments for where certain animals live. So we talk about all of these, you know, like increasing shark attacks. Well, you're eliminating their environment, and then other ships are dropping, you know, like chum and food and stuff in the water that's closer to the shore, which is why sharks are moving closer to the shore, and then we're still getting into their environment when we're swimming, and that's why there are more attacks happening, because they're losing their other sources of food.
Yeah,
it's just we're screwing ourselves over here.
42 past the hour.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ween. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that was not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take until delivered from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
6:44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Adam Burns is joining us now. Got an interesting resume in that he has been involved in the sports business for most of his career and now has a focus on sports betting. He's actually from Montreal and is the sports book manager for betonline.ag. So I wonder how all of this, the sports betting thing, Adam, one of the things that intrigues me about this is because you can now advertise and you can focus on it on the radio, but sports betting, heavens, my grandfather used to be a bookie. I mean, this is not a new trick, is it?
Well, I mean, sports betting's been going around for, over 100 years easily, started kind of with horse racing and stuff like that, especially in Europe. But, and it's funny you mentioned your grandfather. When I was about 6-7 years old, I used to spend my summers on my grandfather's tobacco farm, and he would have poker games every night, and I would serve them beers, and they would give me tips, and then they would let me play at the end. And so that kind of got me into, and that's a true story, not even joking about it.
Yeah, no,
and,
I understand.
That kind of got me into it. And anyways, once I graduated and stuff, I was actually a high school math teacher.
And no then, kidding. Really?
Yeah, and then just by chance, long story, but I was at the right place at the right time. Someone said, well, you're offered a summer. Come try this out. You know sports, you know gambling, you know math. Come be an odds maker. So I started as a junior odds maker, and then just kind of moved up from there. And then now I'm the sportsbook manager at Bet Online. So it's just kind of funny how things work out sometimes.
Is it really mathematically? You hear stories from Vegas about card counting and different ways that you can kind of figure out how it works. Can you figure this out, or is it really random?
It depends what you're talking about. I mean, when you're talking about the main sports that people are betting on, so NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, in Premiership soccer, stuff like that, the lines are pretty solid, as I would say. Like, the numbers don't move too much. When you start getting to exotic props or bets, so like who's going to win Dancing with the Stars, or...
who's going to win the Democratic? The people are betting on all kinds of stuff. How old will Donald Trump be when he dies? Yeah. That kind of stuff. There's all that sort of crazy stuff that you can bet on.
Yeah, so that stuff gets a bit more complicated. So we got to be on our toes and move those lines. And basically, theoretically, we're risk managers at the end of the day, and we've got to make sure that we manage our risks. Sometimes we'll lose. Sometimes we'll win. It's all a matter of what it is, but stuff like the NFL, I mean, the lines are pretty solid unless there's a massive injury or, a snowstorm or.
When you say the lines, what do you mean when you say I'm a novice here? So help me talk to me or the audience as if they didn't know anything. What does it mean, the lines?
Yeah, so here's an example is the Patriots this weekend, the Redskins are minus 15 points, so they would have to win by 16 or more if you bet on them. And if you bet 100, you would have to bet $110 to win 100 more. But if the Redskins still have not really announced their starting quarterback, so that could change based on that information. So we have to keep an eye on that and move along.
So who sets the limits, though? Who decides that it's going to be $100 or 110 or what the line is going to be? Where does that come from?
That's all from me and my team.
It is? Okay. So we have to get to you then in order to win. I get it now. So there are other things that you bet online offers, like entertainment bets. How long is Shark Tank going to last? Things like that, right?
Oh, we put up pretty much anything you can think of. We have odds on it. Within reason, like I said, I was just saying before that we have odds up on WWE.
Really? Who's going to win on Monday, that kind of stuff. All right, if you're interested, this is kind of a fascinating new world. BetOnline.ag for Adam and...
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Garlic. Cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Sound to you like they're talking about your drawers? I wonder about this. This is the Nick Miles theme. I got to find out why he's chosen this as his theme. Our auto expert is here, your auto expert. Website ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles is here. Okay, so this tune that you have as you're not only here, but I guess you use it in other circumstances, or are we the only ones that use that intro for you?
I think we tried to keep all the cars in the neck of Gary Newman. Gary Newman and Cars, one of the best songs for me at this time. I may be dating myself, but there you go.
Okay. I'll have to remember that. Thank you. Volkswagen has been hit with a first-of-its-kind mass lawsuit, this time in Germany, because they haven't been able to settle with their customers over there after the emissions situation. I didn't think they were hitting them too hard over there because it's a German company. Obviously, I was wrong, right?
Yeah, I think consumers win every time, though. This is the one thing that most governments respond to because consumers have votes and governments want to make sure that they get voted in each time. There's enough consumers in Germany now that still haven't been able to settle with VW. We We were lucky enough in the United States where it was the government that made the deal initially, except for the private lawsuits, which still exist, but the government made the deal, and so it was a blanket deal. And so they said, hey, this is what's happening. But it's not necessarily the case in other countries that were hit by the diesel scandal. Individuals are now having to sort of go after stuff themselves, and what's ended up happening is VW haven't managed to settle with some of their customers in Europe and in Germany, so ba-boom, there you go, court time.
You know, I still don't know who's the aggrieved party here, other than government regulators who came up with terms for these cars that they couldn't meet anyway, and instead of telling them up front, whether it was here or over there, that we can't do this, they said, oh yeah, okay, we'll do it, and then they fudge it. I think there's a, it isn't just the fact that they fudged it, but they were forced into something that they apparently didn't have the balsam to speak back to regulators and say, hey, these, we can't do this. And when you look at the diesels, it seems to me, Nick, that diesel cars are much more efficient than gasoline cars. They may, you know, have a few things emission-wise that aren't quite as cool, but you get a lot better mileage. Isn't that better for everybody? I don't understand who the aggrieved party is here, Frank. I never did.
There's sort of two things you brought up there, Doug. One is super important, is that if there was no regulation around diesel fuel would actually be a much cheaper way to go. But because we have to take all these emissions out, you have to start putting all these different chemicals in the engine, et cetera, et cetera. So it makes it super expensive and it has to be checked. I mean, I understand that protecting the environment, but who is the aggrieved party? I think that's a difficult one because it really was them cheating on the emission scandal. So maybe you could say the environment was the cheated party. But the biggest thing is, if you go to the store and you buy a sweater that says cashmere, and you find out 2 weeks later that your friend comes over who's a cashmere specialist and goes, oh, that's not cashmere, that's cotton, they lie to you, you'd feel kind of gypped and you'd want your money back. So I think they sold something as one thing and it was actually something else, and so ultimately they lied. But you know what, if it had never got found out, nobody had ever been to
Wise. Oh, yeah, so, right. That's big.
Talking about something else.
Right. Let's talk about something else. You're in Sonoma test driving the new Dodge Charger. I can see you liking this. You're pedal to the metal. What is it? 80 miles an hour in 3 seconds or something? What's the story?
It's brilliant. So look, they say the sedan is dead. That's a lie. It's an absolute lie. The sedan is not dead. Dodge have proved that with the Charger. They've sold 80,000 of these vehicles over the last 7 years. This is an old platform, but they keep coming out with better and better ways to apply it. 707 horsepower at the top end, but dollar for horsepower. It's actually, I worked it out yesterday, it's $99 per horsepower. Now, you cannot find that deal anywhere else. And I'll tell you, Doug, when you have 707 horsepower under your right foot, it's really hard not to get a ticket. I got up to 100 miles an hour, like in seconds on the track yesterday. Yeah, you can get into this thing for under $30,000. I love
it. Really?
I tell you, I want to marry it. Yeah, it's just.
Oh my God! Take it home to your mother.
Piece of machinery. Yeah, right. Well, no, she's not touching it. She doesn't get anywhere near something like this. So it just does such a good job, such a good job. Everyone comes with this sort of 8.4-inch screen on the inside. They're just all this muscle power. They're really, really well designed. They look aggressive at the front. There's a reason that most of the police forces use this as their go-to sedan in America. Dodge have just hit it out of the gate again. And I named $70,000 for the Hellcat version, but you can still get in it for under $30,000. It's an
It's got that Hemi, a lot of throat there, that's for sure. A test drive one, maybe, at your local Dodge dealer. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com is his website.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.